So I recently moved here from Florida. Who here knows what Florida is? We're familiar with it. Yeah, right? Yeah. So I recently moved here from Florida because of two reasons. Mainly two reasons is because the biking scene here was a lot more healthier than Florida, and also because, like, I'm a trans woman, and in Florida, being a trans person is, like, a death wish. So recently moved here with my partner. Love him. And it's been a joy. It's been an absolute joy. But I think my story here is going to be like half sad, half happy, because it's ultimately a story of relativity. Growing up in Florida, you are kind of taught to live apart from each other. You're not really taught to commune or be unified as a people, regardless of if you're trans, cis, white, black, regardless of who you are. You're taught to be kind of an individual, but at the same time, like, gray, like, wearing a gray suit, be the same person next to you. You're not meant to be, like, your own person. And so my first happy memory, weirdly enough, in Florida was being on a bike, because similar to the doctor, being on the bike, it kind of, like, exposed you to a whole different world that wasn't a car. I think growing up in Florida, you just, like, exist in a car in the back seat. Yeah, you're looking out through a window, but you're looking at the same thing. You're looking at tarred streets, cars next to you, a lot of angry people, and for a lot of conservative people who are just angry all the time because you're not them. And so, being on the bike the first time at age 14, I think I got, like, I can't remember the specifics, but it was, like, a $150 Walmart bike that either it was a hand-me-down for my brother or my dad got me it because he was annoyed by me. Who knows, honestly. But my best friend Dirk, and you're still best friends, love him to death, he had his longboard, and we were living near the beach at the time. So we're, like, a little privileged, but we're living in the part of the beach where you're not with the rich white folk. You're kind of with, like, the non-rich white people, because they still need people to work in their restaurants, unfortunately. I won't go there. Anyways, so I took my little Walmart bike, he took his longboard, and we went to Indian Rocks Beach, which is, like, a pretty, like, standard, honestly, good biking trail, if looking at it right now. And we just biked, like, 10 miles on a school night, just going down and, like, passing through ice cream shops, seafood places, and just, like, meeting people. Yeah, we're kids, and no one really cares, like, what you say as a kid. You can say whatever you want. And so it was nice just, like, being not an adult, even though we didn't know the concept of an adult at age 14. And when we grew up, unfortunately, you're kind of forced to just use a car. You're kind of forced, like, the moment you hit 16, you need a driver's license. The moment you're 16, you need a job, right? You have to go to a job, even if you're going to school. And so we didn't get that anymore. We became separated as not only friends, but as people. Yeah, we saw each other at school all the time. But once school ended, it was work. It was driving to work. It was driving back home, doing homework. And I think my first time going back on a bike was probably very recently. I was like 24, 23. I was working at this law office. And when I moved to Tampa from Clearwater, in their office, I decided to commute, not in a car, but by bike, because I met other trans people who were also on bikes, and they taught me about bikes in general. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, bikes exist. Because I just didn't know bikes were a thing. And so I just started biking on, like, one of the most dangerous streets of Florida, Hillsborough Avenue, which is like an 8-lane street with a lot of Ford F-150 trucks that are constantly honking at you just for existing. And it was a 10-mile track, but honestly, I felt so free and liberated just to do that. And it's dropping, I'm sorry. And free and liberated to do that because I was no longer in a cage, stuck in traffic for like 2 hours straight. I was just like biking a 40-minute bike ride, being able to whiz past cars who are stuck in traffic. And I eventually moved because some kind of feeling I knew was like someone's going to win this election and like take my rights away. So I moved to Baltimore, and I moved to Baltimore in January, and instant difference. Instant difference of people. I was gonna hold it. Instant difference of people, of just joyful faces, and just like the city was vastly different. I think I'm pushing it down too much.
You don't have to hold on. It'll stay up there.
You know, it just feels better to hold it. Anyways, it was instantly different and a better vibe. I think in February was my first time like actually getting involved in the biking community. It was like the Lover's Rat Race, if y'all are familiar with that. Yeah, it was so cool. And I just went up there. I just introduced myself to random people I didn't know. And like I feel like on a bike, it's easier to talk to people. It's just easier to introduce yourself. Easier to just like be like, hey, my name is Cora, what's your name? Nice to meet you. And then just the whole conversation comes out of that, right? You don't get that in Florida. You don't. And so I met this really cool guy, Mike Thomas, who's like local artist here. I couldn't tell you his information, sorry. And also my friend Ibrahim, and we were just talking, and Mike became my biking partner there because he was also another solo rider there. And the dude was so patient with me. He was so kind. And he just, like, I was tagging behind so much, but he didn't care. He was just like, are you good? Having fun? I was like, hell yeah, I'm having fun. Yeah, this is the best thing ever. And we probably finished, like, one of the last people. But you know what? Like, compared to Florida, it was such a joy to be integrated into Baltimore that way. I don't think I would have had that any other way if it wasn't for bikes. I couldn't do that in a car. Maybe in the bus. I love the bus. Anyways, but you couldn't do it in the car. But having the bike be my now main source of transportation and also main source of just getting to know people, because now I'm more involved in all these biking groups. Now I get to meet so many new people. There was like Flower Rat that recently happened. That was such a cool thing, even though I failed miserably on that. But it was so cool. It was so cool meeting so many different people and so many different faces, familiar faces too. I think I recognize some people here. I see you. You heard, you're seen. And it was just such a good time being myself without having to expose myself, because no one, this might sound weird, but no one gives a crap if you're trans here, which is like a weird thing to say out loud, but also it's like kind of liberating. Like, you don't care if my skin is like darker than yours. You don't care if my gender identity is different from yours here. You're just like, are you a cool person? Is your personality like chill? Yeah, we like you next to us. And it's like, you don't get that in Florida. And I think I want to express that, like, while Baltimore has its issues, while it has a long way to go, it's nothing like Florida, y'all.